The AutJet Business Show provides mentoring, inspiration, and invaluable networking opportunities to help turn your vision into reality. Let's build your business empire together.
Let AvStage make your vision a reality. As your trusted technical partner, we deliver top-tier lighting, cameras, sound, visuals, and all technical elements for high-level corporate events, conferences, gala awards, ceremonies, and year-end functions. Elevate your next event with our expert services. Contact AvStage at 011-887-1400 and let us bring your event to life and make it unforgettable.
Welcome back. You're listening to the AutJet Business Show. I'm David Zeidel. And before the break, we were with Simon, and now we're with Helen. Helen, welcome.
It's wonderful to be here.
And it's great that you're here, even though the traffic and everything. So Helen Nicholson is the founder and CEO of the networking company, and she's known as the networking queen by many of her clients. Before building her reputation as a networker, Helen trained as an accountant and then spent about 5 years living in Dubai, and she started a business called Moms and Tots for kids, but it was a way of networking as well. And over the past decade, she's built a name for herself in personal branding and networking. She's got a bestseller book, How to Stay Sane in an Insane World. And you've been through an insane situation now. And I'd like to pick up a little bit about that. She's also a proud mom of identical twin daughters, and one of them is in the business with her. And she's going to tell us a little bit around her business, networking, what's important with networking, but how do you stay sane in an insane world? Is there a simple answer to that?
I think in the times that we find ourselves where people are feeling very overwhelmed, they're feeling very stressed, you know, and I think the macro picture becomes increasingly stressful. So the only place that you can control is yourself. You can't control what's happening politically, economically, with the traffic, you know, any of those things. They are out of your control. But I'll never forget, we brought out the Harvard happiness professor to South Africa about 10 years ago, Tal Ben-Shahar. And he said that life is like a complicated jigsaw puzzle. So if you started a complicated jigsaw puzzle, then you generally will find the corner pieces first. Because then, and he said that life, the things that are in the middle of your jigsaw puzzle are the uncontrollables. But he says your four corner pieces are sleep, meditation, exercise, and gratitude. So if you can put those four corner pieces into your life, so because one of the things I've realized through our work is no one is sleeping. You know, on average of any groups that I stand in front of or speak or facilitate, 10% of people are sleeping. And I believe you need to sleep your way to the top unashamedly on a great mattress for 7 to 8 hours.
That's an answer. Just give me those four again. It was sleep,
gratitude, mm-hmm. exercise, and meditation. And, you know, I always, you know, say to people in audiences, look at that picture. And if you had to rate yourself out of 10 in all of those four corner pieces, where would you be? And if you're not at least an 8 out of 10 in all of those areas, then your resilience is going to be compromised. And then it becomes a lot harder to deal with all the uncontrollables. So I think that that's the first place to go. It's your personal bandwidth, because, you know, I often find October is sometimes one of my most unfavorite months of the year in South Africa. Because even though the weather improves and it always looks very beautiful, I think people's stress levels really increase. You know, people start to crawl to the end of the year, and they have very little kind of rubber on their bandwidth, so to speak. Mm. And I think that if you can go to those four corner pieces, that gives you better resilience.
So when you say you need better sleep, some people will sleep for 4 hours, some people will sleep for 8 hours, and someone sleeps for 16 hours. So clearly you need more sleep, but 16 hours is too much.
Yeah.
Well, how do you rate yourself that you say you need 8 out of 10?
Well, I always ask people three questions. One is, do you wake up naturally? you know, without an alarm clock. So does your body naturally, because that's a good sign. If you're waking up with an alarm clock, that would indicate that your body is not getting enough rest.
And what happens if you wake up without an alarm clock, but it's 3 a.m.?
Yeah, that's so the tip I always give people, because a lot of people are doing that and then they can't get back to sleep. First of all, take your phone and put it somewhere else, you know, not in your room, because the temptation is then if you wake up at 3 o'clock, then often we switch on our phone and suddenly an hour goes by and you're watching Dancing Cats on TikTok or something. So I think that, you know, if you can charge your device somewhere else and practice, you know, breathing techniques that just calm your body down, and then often you can get back to sleep. But I am a big advocate of Epsom salts, having an Epsom salts bath before you go to bed. So even if you do shower, rather try and bath, because it definitely does relaxes you. And that magnesium sulfate that you get from the Epsom salts relaxes your body. And also take a magnesium supplement at night. Often people take magnesium, but they take it in the day, and that actually relaxes your muscles and it makes you want to go to sleep. So, you know, take a slow release tablet, not the fizzies, because they are the quick release. And those things definitely do contribute to you, you know, having a better night's sleep. But, you know, going back to your question is, I think the first one is, do you wake up naturally? Secondly, are you waking up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling, can't get back to bed? And are you generally getting 7 to 8 hours every night? The research indicates it's probably like 1% of the population that needs less than 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Those are the outliers. But I always think you've got to check the data. You know, wear a device that also looks at your quality and your quantity. Because if, for example, you're sleeping 7 to 8 hours, but you wake up and you're still feeling terrible, then that's not a, you know, you're obviously not spending a lot of time in your restorative sleep space.
Okay. So that's the sleep. The next bit is the gratitude. But before we get there, I've just got the sign saying we need to go for an ad break. So we'll look at the gratitude when we get back after the ad break.
The AutJet Business Show provides mentoring, inspiration, and invaluable networking opportunities to help turn your vision into reality. Let's build your business empire together.
Let AvStage make your vision a reality. As your trusted technical partner, we deliver top-tier lighting, cameras, sound, visuals, and all technical elements for high-level corporate events, conferences, gala awards, ceremonies, and year-end functions. Elevate your next event with our expert services. Contact AvStage at 011-887-1400 and let us bring your event to life and make it unforgettable.
Welcome back. I'm David Zeidel. You're listening to the AutJet Business Show. And we're talking to Helen Nicholson, who had an insane experience coming here with the traffic, but she's the author of the book, How to Stay Sane in an Insane World. And just before the break, she said it's like putting a puzzle together, that you need to have the four corners of the puzzle first. And the first one was sleep, that you need good quality sleep, and we looked at that. And then she said it's gratitude, exercise, and then meditation. So let's go to the gratitude corner of that puzzle. Just unpack that, or explain that to us, about when you say gratitude, for what, for everything?
So I learned about the power of gratitude many years ago, and I keep a gratitude journal. So I'm not allowed to go to sleep until I write a page of gratitude. It's just, our delegates and our leadership programs get gratitude journals too. Because when I did the research for my book, I realized that your brain is not designed to make you happy. Your brain has two purposes. It is designed to help you think and solve problems, and it's designed to help you constantly scan for danger. Your brain's job is to help you survive. It's not actually to make you happy. And when you realize that if you're going to live a quality, fulfilled life, then gratitude is an important part of that. Because I think if we naturally let our brain do its work, it's constantly focusing on what could go wrong and all the negatives, because that's actually its job. And which, unfortunately, as I say, doesn't contribute to your well-being. But if you start practicing gratitude, just like if I wanted Michelle Obama arms, I would go to the gym and I'd start to lift weights. And gratitude starts to train your brain, just like a muscle, to think more positively. Because all of us on this call have got enormous things to be grateful for. We've got our health, we've got people who love us, we've just had beautiful rain. You know, there are so many things, and yet we constantly focus on what we don't have. And that makes us unhappy and miserable. So there's no doubt I found the two levers, whenever I'm going through difficult times, the two levers that I found the most powerful are exercise first and gratitude meditation, you know, in that order. Mm. Because, you know, and I'll focus on small things during the day. I mean, the first three are always, I write the same first three things. It's always about me and my family's health. Secondly, how the amazing young woman my daughters are becoming. And thirdly, the love of my husband. And then the rest of the things are day specific. Seattle cappuccinos often feature, you know, things that I've eaten, people that I've met, things that I've read. So I'm constantly focusing on the small things.
That's amazing, because I was thinking to myself, when I was young, we had to, like, before we went to bed, my parents had say, and I used to say, thank God for my parents, and every day it was the same thing. And you're grateful for that. But yes. Then, so you're saying it can be even the little things.
Indeed. Because often, you know, our life, the quality of our lives are not around the big things. It's not about the job or the new car or the holiday or the, you know, the quality of your life on a daily basis is about the little things. And often we don't even notice those things.
Wow, that's incredible. And then the next two is exercise and meditation. So take us through those two.
So for me, you know, exercise, I used to run. I don't run anymore. But I do Pilates. I walk with my friends. And, you know, I move my body. There's no doubt that motion shifts emotion. So as soon as, you know, if you're feeling, you've got to get out of your heads into our bodies. And I think that, you know, whatever your exercise looks like, just get your body moving, you know, six times a week, ideally.
And for how long for each, however long you can?
The research says if you can walk for 30 minutes three times a week, then you're ticking the exercise box. You know, and obviously quite fast, you've got to get your heart rate up. And then lastly, meditation. I did a meditation class when I was a student at WITS. So I learned a technique, and I've experimented with different ones over the years. But in the morning, I don't look at my phone when I wake up. My husband and I have tea in bed. We stare out at the garden, and then we often listen to an app. And we've got a favorite meditation teacher who often does courses, and we listen for 10 or 15 minutes, and we close our eyes and we breathe. And just that, you know, that having your tea, staring out at the garden and calming your brain, because effectively meditation is like the garbage disposal. Just like we put out our rubbish once a week for it to be taken out, meditation does that to your brain. It almost flosses it. So and when I get up from that session, I'm clear about what I want to do, what the mood of the day is. You know, because otherwise I think we get yanked around by the thoughts in our head all day.
And do you do that every single morning?
Every day.
And if I do exercise and I think while I'm doing exercise, can I say, well, I'm doing both at the same time or not? Is that cheating?
Yeah, I mean, you could do exercise mindfully. So you could do exercise where you know, you really focus on it. I mean, meditation takes different, and if it's working for you, but ideally it should be sitting and breathing and just literally, you know, focusing on your breath.
That's great. So I'm getting the sign from Craig that it's time to wrap up, and I feel like we've just started the interview, which we have. And I introduce you as the networking queen, and we haven't discussed anything about networking. So we'll have to do that another time. But the points that you gave us, I think, are very crucial on, as your book says in the title, How to Stay Sane in an Insane World. It's about getting enough sleep. It's about being experience or showing your gratitude, because our brains are wired actually to look for dangers, as you said. It's about doing exercise and meditation. And until I see you next time when we'll talk about networking, I'm actually going to try these things. And I really want to thank you, because it was stressful going through everything, but you made the effort to get here. And at least we got some unbelievable value from that. So thank you very much. That has been Helen Nicholson, founder and CEO of The Networking Company. I'm David Zeidel, and this has been the AutoJet Business Show. And the AutoJet Business Show is brought to you with the compliments of AvStage. Let them bring your corporate event to life and make it unforgettable.
Let AvStage make your vision a reality. As your trusted technical partner, we deliver top-tier lighting, cameras, sound, visuals, and all technical elements for high-level corporate events, conferences, gala awards, ceremonies, and year-end functions. Elevate your next event with our expert services. Contact AvStage at 011-887-1400 and let us bring your event to life and make it unforgettable.